请我们大家一起先来翻开圣经诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to a scripture in the book of Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇13节。
Psalms 103 verse 13.
13节，父亲怎样连续他的儿女，神也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
As the father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
我们通常说母亲是爱。
Often we say that a mother is love.
在这里说父亲是这个连续。
And here in this verse it says father pities.
那一个做父亲的我尝试着来了解一下这个连续是包含着什么。
连续。
连续就是 PT.
And as a father myself, I have this experience of what it means to pity.
我觉得这个所谓的对儿女的连续就是了解，就是保护。
And I believe that when a father pities his children, it is a certain in terms of understanding and also protection.
我的小儿子在他的生活里头好像没有危险这两个字。
And my youngest son, seems as though in his life there is no such word as danger.
所以我用闽南话跟我太太说，他是拱大。就是很大胆。
And so I say to my wife that he is kind of foolish bravery.
我扶着他教他骑脚踏车。
At times such as when I would hold his hand and teach him how to ride a bike.
我慢跑着。
And so I would jog alongside him.
他跟我说：“爸爸，你放手。”
And then he would tell me to let go.
我应该就放手让他骑了。
And I should actually just let go and let him try to ride the bike.
我是放手了，但是我还是跑在旁边。
But I did let go, but I still run next to him.
因为我是爸爸。
Because I'm a father.
因为我继续跑在他旁边，所以害他摔了一跤。
But also because I was running next to him, so that he actually stumbled and fell.
因为他突然间，我忘记他看到什么。
And I remember at that time I forgot what he saw.
他跟我说：“爸爸，你看。”
He said, "Oh, Dad, look."
我正要说：“你好胆，你敢放手？”他就倒下去了。
And I was just about to say out of my mouth and say, "How you have such kind of courage to let go of your hands, or you know, you should hold on to the bike or you'll fall." Before I finish, he already fell.
但是他起来，他没有哭。
But he got up and he did not cry.
因为我太太曾经给他爱的教育的时候，他跟他妈妈讲不会痛。
Because when my wife once gave him the teaching about love, and he said it doesn't hurt when she's actually disciplining him.
但是有一次我记得很清楚，在某一个陌生的场合里头，他自己来拉着我的手。
But I also remember an instance when in a very strange environment or a foreign environment to him when he was young, that he came to me himself and held my hands.
他的手很小，所以他是其实是抓住我的这个食指。
And so his hand was small, so he actually held on to my index finger.
那我也很自然的，当然就握着他的小手。
And of course, naturally, I held his hand.
他需要爸爸的保护。
He needed father's protection.
所以我了解，所以我握着他的小手。
And so I understood at the time, that's why I firmly held his hand.
所以他就有了安全感。
And so for him, it has a sense of security.
经过了几分钟之后，他对他的环境观察了一下。
And so after a few minutes, after he had observed thoroughly his environment,
他就要摆脱我的手。
Then he wanted to let go of my hand.
他还对我说：“爸爸，你放我手，你怎么抓着我的手？”
And he even said, "Dad, why are you holding on to my hand? Let go of my hand."
这个就是人性。
And this is human nature.
是他来抓我的手，现在变成说我为什么抓着他
？He held my hand. Why did he now say that I'm holding on to his hand?
所以父亲对儿女的 连续啊，我觉得就是了解，就是保护。
And so for me, I understood the Father's pity his children in terms of understanding and protection.
在路加福音十五章啊，有一段很有名、很感人的故事。
In Luke chapter 15, there is a very well-known passage and also a very touching story.
如果要让我们来选圣经当中我们最喜爱的父亲啊，这一个人大概会上榜。
And so if we were to say, who's your favorite father in the Bible, this story probably will come into mind.
这是主耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
This is a parable spoken by Jesus.
主耶稣用这位父亲来让我们了解天父。
And so Jesus used this parable to enable us to understand our Father in heaven.
对了，刚才跟各位讲的我那小儿子啊，等他暑假过后，你们看到他，给他一个可以给他一个莫名其妙的微笑啊，但是不要跟他讲我讲的这些事情。
And of course, what I just shared about you about my youngest son, once he returned back from the summer, if you see him, don't tell him that I shared these kind of stories with you.
但是你可以给他一个让他觉得很莫名其妙的微笑。
But of course, you can give him a little smile or smirk.
那主耶稣所讲的这一个故事呢，啊，也是我们在地上做父亲的人，我们可以学习的一个目标。
And so Jesus tells us in this story, a parable is also a goal for us to also learn.
这个人他有两个儿子。
There is this man having two sons.
这两个儿子都曾经在人生的某一段时间里头成为所谓的浪子。
And these two sons at one point or not in their life in which they are considered as prodigals.
请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十三节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 13.
十三节过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
这里告诉我们，这个小儿子他曾经选择去过着一个晃荡的生活，在最终享乐的生活。
This younger son at one point in his life have chosen the path in which he wanted to have this prodigal living, a wasteful living.
那为什么我说那个大儿子也曾经是一个浪子？
And why do I say that also the older son also had once gone through a prodigal stage?
所谓的浪子不一定就是那种吃喝玩乐享受最终之乐。
Prodigal does not necessarily directly means that they just eat and drink and waste their life and just commit the pleasures of sin.
只要是那种让父母亲觉得痛心、觉得受伤的这些举动，都可以叫做浪子。
But instead, is any behavior or action in which will hurt the feelings or the heart of the parents, you can say that this son is going through a prodigal living.
我们来看看这个大儿子他曾经是怎样的来对待这个父亲。
We can look at how the older son actually treat his father.
路加福音十五章二十八节。
In Luke chapter 15 verse 28.
大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
But he was angry and would not go in, therefore his father came out and pleaded with him.
这里说到这个儿子啊，他不是跟别人生气，他是跟父亲生气。
Here it says that the older son was not angry with other people, but he was angry with his own father.
父亲的对儿女的联系就是了解，就是保护。
Father pities his children through understanding and through protection.
但是这个做儿子的他都没有想要尝试着去了解父亲。
But this son here did not even try to return the favor in terms of understanding his father.
所以这个大儿子对父亲生气，父亲还很摆下身段，很温和的来劝他。
But instead he returned to his father with anger, and actually his father had toturn around and plead with him.
他不但这个大儿子不但表现在表情上，他甚至现在表现在言语上。
And so not only did he show his anger in his appearance, but also in his behavior and attitude.
那通常伤人最深的 就是人的言语。
And many times, what hurts people the most is the words that comes out of our mouth.
他怎么对父亲说
？What did he say to his father?
29节
29.
他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。”
So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment.At any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends."
啊，如果说他所说的是真的
，But if indeed what he said here is true,
他因为一只山羊羔，把父亲所有的爱、所有的付出都给否定了。
That he exchanged this one young goat and forgot about all the labor and the love that his father had shown him in his in all the years.
啊，真的，言语好厉害，好利哦。
And so the words here are quite piercing to the heart.
30节
Verse 30.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
But as soon as the son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fattened calf for him.
啊，最不道德的事情之一啊，就是随意的说人家的痛。
And what happens most is that we talk about the hurt of other people.
一般人要说人家的痛，都会很小心的说。
Usually when we talk about the hurt of other people, we are more careful.
因为我们都是有修养的人。
Because we are quite civilized and also have understanding.
这个儿子就这样子的。就说父亲的痛。
But this son, this older son, directly pointed out something that hurts his father.
那这也让我们更看到这位父亲的伟大。
But it is also through this passage that it tells us about the greatness of his father.
这个伟大的父亲让他的儿子们恢复了他们应该有的样子。
That this father was great in terms of able to return his sons to their previous condition.
这个故事告诉我们，这小儿子他回转了。
In this story, it tells us that the younger son returned.
他恢复了他应该有的生活。
And then he returned back to the life that he ought to have lived.
他重新的成为一个敬畏神的人。
And once again, he renewed himself to be one to fear God.
所以，虽然我们很熟的故事，让我们再一次仔细的来看看。这是一个怎样的父亲
？And so, even though this story is common to us, it once again make us reflect that as to what kind of father that he is.
路加福音十五章十二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood.
十三节过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。
13. And not many days after, the youngest son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
十四，既耗尽了一切所有的，又一找那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
But when he had spent it all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
十五，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发到田里去放猪。
Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the field, his fields, to feed swine.
十六，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
16, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
17, 他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
But then he came to himself and he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?"
18, 我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
这里告诉我们，这是一个很容易接近、很容易亲近的父亲。
Here it tells us this is a father that is easy to draw close to.
我们稍微来推测一下，这是一个怎样的家庭
？So let's look into what kind of family this is.
或许这个家庭女主人已经不在了。
Perhaps the mother, the lady of the house, is no longer alive in the world.
因为至少这个故事里头没有提到妈妈。
Because in this story, they did not mention the mother.
这应该是一个很富有的家庭。
And you can say that this family is quite wealthy.
因为这里提到很多的仆人。
Because here it mentions that he had many servants.
这里提到十三节提到这个小儿子啊，他任意晃荡，浪费资财。
And so in verse 13 it says that the younger son went and journeyed afar and wasted his possession with prodigal living.
因为只是一个比喻，所以没有写没有讲得很详细。
And because it's only a parable, it did not go into too much details.
我们从实际的生活里头，我们来做一些想象。
And so from our reality of life, let us think about it.
应该没有一个人马上的就变成这么的晃荡，浪费资财。
We would not say that someone would so foolishly just waste everything overnight.
所以我们不要把这个小儿子一开始就把他把他认为是这么的不好。
And so let us not in our mind portray the younger son as someone really bad.
也就是说，你当下看到一个人，你不要马上把他认为他就是这么不好。
That is also to teach us that when we see other people, do not judge them right away as the not good people.
我们可以这样来想，这个小儿子他有个梦想。
We can say that this younger son has a dream.
他实在很想去实现他的梦想。
He really wants to achieve and accomplish his dream.
他觉得说要到远方去。他才能够实现他的梦想。
And he said, I need to go to a far country in order to fulfill my dream.
要离开家，那如何离开呢？
And to leave my house, and how am I to leave my house?
有一些人是要偷偷的离开。
And some people have to secretly depart from their home.
我记得我有一个表哥留给我舅舅一封信，说他到大城市里头去发展去了。
And I remember I had a cousin who once wrote a letter to his own father and said that he is going into the city to succeed.
那个城市刚好是我们住在那个城市。
And that city in which he went was actually the city in which I was living in.
我舅舅很紧张地通知我妈妈说，孩子跑到你们那个城市去了，请你帮忙找他。
And so my uncle called my parents and said, he was very nervous and said, oh, my son left me this letter. He actually went to your city. Can you help me find him for me?
后来真的被我妈妈在一个工厂里头找到了。
And miraculously, my cousin was actually found by my mother in one of the working as a factory worker.
我现在突然想到我妈妈怎么那么厉害。在一个那么大的城市，可以 去找到这个表哥。
And I often wonder how my mom was able to find my cousin in such a big city, to find him in this factory.
有的人是可能去拜托某个人去请求说，让我离开家。
And so some people may also go through other channels and say, "Let me depart from this home."
那我们看到这个小儿子啊，他不用偷跑，他也不用拜托人去讲，他就去找父亲。
And so we see this younger son did not have to secretly leave the home, or did he have to say to another third party and to relay the message to his father that he's leaving?
所以这个父亲在平常就是这么的可以容易的来接近，来亲近。
So it tells us in this passage that this father is very approachable, as he probably had this direct relationship with his children.
虽然这个小儿子他的想法是很幼稚的。
Even though this younger son's thinking and dreams are very childish.
但是他就是可以这样子的就到父亲面前来提出请求。
But he can come before his father without fear and to talk to him about anything, even in this kind of foolish request.
我孩子在很小的时候，我太太就教他们一个很难的闽南语的字，就是参详。
And I remember my wife, when my children were young, had teach them this word in Chinese, in which it means to discuss.
其实这个字啊，包括讨论。 也包括着谈判。
And so this word means both to converse, to discuss, and also to
negotiate. 还包括着请求。
And also a certain way of pleading.
因为有一阵子我会常常不在家。
Because for a part of time, I was not home.
我太太要替我塑造父亲的形象。
And so my wife would have to act out the role of a father at certain times of their life.
所以对孩子的要求有时候会对他们讲等爸爸回来了再跟爸爸参详。
And so sometimes she would say, defer the situation to when your father returns, we will discuss more about this.
所以有时候我回到家孩子就会说爸爸我有事情要跟你参详。
And so when I come home, oftentimes my children will then come to me and say, Dad, I have some things I need to discuss with you.
其实有时候是我太太的拖延战术。
Perhaps sometimes it's been my wife actually delaying the situation.
有人说你如果有一个冲动要做一件事情，你先去睡一觉。
Some people say that if you are acting on impulse, perhaps it's better if you go and take a nap first before you act upon it.
当你睡起来了，你就不会去买那个东西，或者不会想要去做那个事情。
But after you woke up from your nap, perhaps your impulse of buying that particular item or do certain things, action, may not happen. May not want to do it anymore.
所以真的，有时候事实上过几天。这孩子就也不用不需要找我参详了，他们不想要再做那个事情了。
And so oftentimes it's also that because of this, my children over a few days later, they forgot about it or they did not need to bring up this for discussion.
所以这个参详包括讨论、请求、这个谈判。
And so this discussion includes discussion, negotiating, and also pleading.
那通常啊。那个谈判那一关啊，都会被我省略。
省略，
就没有跟他们在那边 negotiate。
But many times the negotiation portion, I am not there to negotiate with them。
所以我太太就会说：“你怎么那么容易，那么好参详啊？”
And then my wife would think that I'm too easy on them. I give in too easily。
那渐渐的，我的孩子变成说：“爸爸 ，let me show you something。”
And eventually, my children would say, "Oh, Dad, let me show you something."
这个就是说，他们是先做了，再让我知道。
And that is to say that first they first act upon it, and then let me know afterwards.
那这个是孩子成长的过程。
But this is the progression of a child's growth.
我也预估着有一天，他们会有点紧张而很慎重的然后再加上有一点自信的对我说：“爸爸 ，let me show you something。”
And I also hope that one day they can come to me with confidence and with surety to say, "Hey, Dad, let me show you something."
这个不是 hope， 是我的 expectation。
That's not hope. That's actually an expectation I have of them.
他打开 laptop。打开 laptop。
When they open their laptop，
秀给我一张女孩子的照片。
Show me a picture of a sister.
或许是我认识的，或许我根本不认识的。
Perhaps it's someone I know of, or perhaps someone I do not know of.
这个孩子，我们做父母亲的，就是要跟孩子的成长一起来成长。
And so we as parents are to grow with our children.
让我们的孩子。能够很容易的来接近我们，亲近我们。
So our children can easily come before us and to approach and approach us.
我们的天父真神就是这么容易的让我们来亲近他。
So is like our Father in heaven. He is so easily approachable.
无论现在是怎样的情况，就是照着现在的情况来到天父这里。
No matter what situation we may be in whatever condition it is that we can come to God.
我说过，父亲的联系是包括着了解跟保护。
As I mentioned in the beginning, that a father's pity incorporates understanding and protection.
所以这一位这么好的父亲，他当然了解这个小儿子。
And so this father in this story who is so good must have understood his son.
他会离开，他大概会过着怎样的生活
？He will depart, and what kind of life he will most likely live.
眼前他会失去。
And before his eyes, he will lose it.
但是将来他会是永远的得着。
But in the future, he will receive something in return forever.
有时候失去就是为了得着。
And sometimes we need to lose something in order to receive something.
亲情之间人际的关系有时候就是这样子，失去是为了。永远的得着。
And sometimes that is related to especially our human relationship, personal relationships, in which it's necessary for us to lose something first before we receive something.
我已经讲过，我们把这个小儿子先把他想成他要去实现他的一个梦想。
As we have mentioned before, this younger son wants to go and pursue his dreams.
在我们身边的，包括我们的孩子。他们也常常是这样子的。
And so likewise is our children who are next to us.
这个小儿子他本来想要去做一番的事业。
And so this younger son wants to build a career of his own.
但是他却没有预估到他进入了一个更大的很大的试探。
But he never thought to himself that he would fall into this great temptation.
他本来想要给自己一个那种冒险的刺激跟兴奋。
He wants that kind of excitement and that kind of action in life.
但是他没有想到，他却落入了那个烦恼跟痛苦。
But then he did not think that he would fall into this condition of sorrow and sadness.
他本来或许想，我要比爸爸更好。
Maybe he thought to himself that I will be better than my father.
我要成名，我要富有。
I will be wealthy, I will be famous.
没有想到他却失败了，他却贫穷了。
He never thought that he would fail and become poor.
或许他梦想有一个罗曼蒂克的爱情。
Perhaps he dreamed of having a romantic life.
但是他却变成一副的潦倒。
And but he instead 一副的潦倒。
就是很。很破
But he became in poverty.
或许他本来想说，他正在追求快乐幸福。
Perhaps he thinks to himself, I am pursuing happiness of life.
但是他却沦落成为人放猪。
But then he fallen into a condition in which he was no better than a swine and feeding pigs.
真的，梦想跟现实有时候它的差距。竟然是那么大。
So oftentimes our dreams and what is in reality of our life is very drastically different.
有时候看到当下的我们的儿女，眼前的我们的儿女。
And so sometimes we observe the children that are before us.
我们实在也不要去忽略、去否认他原有的那一个那么崇高、那么好的的抱负跟理想。
And so let us not forget that they also have dreams of their own.
这个孩子说，我要起来，我要到父亲那里去。
Here in verse 18, the child said, I will arise and go to my father.
好幸福的一个人。
He is a very lucky person.
因为他永远有一个地方可以去。
Because no matter what, he still have a place to go.
路加福音15章18节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 18.
我要起来到父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”
I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
这位父亲为什么那么好
？Why is this father so good？
因为这个父亲他会让他的儿子想到信仰，想到神。
Because he enabled his son to think about faith, to think about God.
这个孩子对自己说：“我得罪了天，我得罪了父亲。”
Here the son come to acknowledge that he have sinned against heaven and against his father.
当他想到神，他想到父亲。
So when he remembered God, he also remembered his father.
当他想到父亲，他想到神。
When he remembered his father, he also remembered God.
在他几乎把父亲忘记的时候，他也就没有了他的信仰。
At a time when he did not remember his father, he almost lost his faith.
但是我们越来越知道，信仰对每一个人 它有多么的宝贵，多么的重要。
But we all know how precious and how important is a faith to an individual.
神对我们的儿女是有多么的宝贵，多么的重要。
And God to our children, each one of our children, how precious and how much of a importance it is in our children's life.
几乎每个爱儿女的父母亲都愿意把最好的来给儿女。
And as parents, the parents all want to give their children the best.
当我们的孩子想到我们的时候，会不会去想到神，想到信仰？
And so when our children think about us, do they think also about God?
所以我们可以很肯定的讲，这个父亲他一定是一个与神同行的人。
And so we can say with confidence that this father here in this story is one who walked with God.
这个孩子的印象当中，这个父亲一定是一个敬拜神、向神祷告 的父亲。
To this son, his father is one who worshipped God and must have prayed to God often.
有时候做父亲的觉得，好像我们的儿女，我们跟儿女没有像太太跟儿女那么的亲近，那么的 close。
Sometimes a father may feel that his relationship with his children is not as close in comparison to his wife, the mother's relationship with the children.
但是很多的时候，做父亲的就是儿女心目当中的第一位英雄。
But actually, in the heart of our children, oftentimes, the first hero in their heart is the father.
或许有很多的原因让我们跟儿女的互动并不是那么的多。
Perhaps there are limitations to certain interactions that the father may have with their children.
但是我们永远在儿女的心目中是占着一个很重要很大的地位。
But we as fathers hold a good portion of status in the heart of our children.
当然绝大部分的我们是很平凡的，我们并不是什么英雄。
And of course, every one of us is very common. It's not like we are some hero.
但是神总是会给每一个人有一些的不一样的恩赐。
But if God has given each one of us each particular or certain things that are unique and of as a gift.
如果我们爱我们的儿女，我们就要好好的把那一份的纵然是一点点的恩赐，好好的去发挥。
And so, if we love our children, then we will want to give them to them that gift that we also have, that gift that God has given us.
既然神让我们当了父亲，他就会让我们像个父亲。
And so, since God has made us a father, He would also make us to be like that of a father.
所以在你的生命中，你一定有一个神给你的恩赐。你可以让你的儿女有很深的印象。
And so in your life, there must be something in which you can have a deep impression to your children about what they can learn something good about you.
路加福音十五章二十节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 20.
二十节，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项。连连的与他亲嘴。
And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
虽然诗篇一百零三篇描写父亲是说父亲的连续。
As we read in Psalms 103, it talks about the father pities his children.
所以父亲不但是可以有了解、有保护，也是有很多的爱的。
So father not only has understanding and has his protection, but a father also has a lot of love.
所以从二十节我们看到这是一个充满着爱、充满着亲情的父亲。
And so from verse 20, we see that this father is filled with love and compassion.
或许他年纪也不小。
Perhaps this father is not young anymore.
但是他是用跑着去。
But here he ran to his son.
这是一个很光明、很温馨的一个画面。
And this is such a great scene.
这是一个又了解又有爱的画面。
This is a scene filled with understanding and love.
而且他跑过去，他就抱着孩子，这应该也是保护。
And so he ran and fell on his neck and hugged him and kissed him.And that also portray his protection.
我们可以想象这孩子他当时的情况。
And we can see the situation of the son at the time.
或许他是满身的臭。
Perhaps he is very filthy and he stank.
可能要屏住呼吸，但是阻挡不了父亲的爱。
But he could not, he does not repel his father's love.
这父亲远远的看到孩子终于回来了。
And so from a far distance, the father saw that his son,
他正走向家。
That he was coming home.
这父亲他并没有出去找。
The father did not go out to seek for his son.
他了解他的孩子会回来。
He understood that one day his son will return.
他不像我。还跑在我孩子的旁边，他骑脚踏车，我跑在他旁边。
This father is not like me, trying to jog or run alongside my son learning to ride a bike.
结果害他，反而害他跌了一跤。
But actually, make him fall off the bicycle.
所以这个父亲他真的了解他的孩子，他不用去找。
So, this father understood his son that he did not need to go seek for him.
时间没有改变这个父亲的爱。
Time did not change the love this father has toward his son.
这孩子变得这么的贫穷，也没有改变这个父亲的爱。
The son has lost everything, but it did not change the love of his father.
这个孩子满身的臭，也没有改变这父亲的爱。
The son is filthy and unrecognizable, perhaps in terms of as before, but it did not change the love of his father.
这个父亲应该有丰富的人生经验，他可以说长篇的大道理。
This father is full of wisdom and life experiences.
他可以说很长篇的大道理给孩子听。
He can teach him great lessons about life.
但是他知道爱胜过许多的教训。
But this father knows that love is greater than any kind of discipline or teaching.
这个父亲知道爱胜过很多的责备。
And so this father knows love is greater than any rebuke.
他知道孩子回来了，这才是最重要的。
He knows that his son returns, and this is most important.
你知道吗？天父真神就是这样子。
And do you not know that our Father in heaven is such a person, such a kind of father?
这两个孩子，他们真的很幸运，很幸福，拥有这样一个。全爱的父亲。
These two sons are very fortunate to have a father such as what is described here.
我们请看十五章二十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 15, verse 22.
二十二节，父亲吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。”
22. But the father said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him.And put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
这父亲不但爱在心里头，也爱在他的行动上。
So the father does not only have love hidden in his heart, but he portrays his love to his children.
再看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
父亲对大儿子说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
31. And he said to him, the older son, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours."
父亲对这个大儿子说：“你都没有给我一头山羊羔。”
Because the older son, as we read before, complained and said that you never gave me a fattened calf.
在这里，父亲很温和的对他说：“我所有的都是你的。”
But here the father replied kindly and said to his son, "Everything that I have is yours."
这两个儿子。都曾经是浪子，因为在他们的生活当中，他们有问题。
These two sons at one point in their life are prodigal sons because they have problems or certain things in their life.
父亲解决了他们的问题。
But the father helped them overcome and to resolve the problem.
很多的时候，我们也是这样子，有软弱，有失败，很无知。
Many times we are like this, in which we are foolish and we are full of failures.
天上的父亲对我们这一切，他无损于天上的父亲对我们的爱。
And so our Father in heaven, with no hesitation, continue to show us this abundant love.
我说过，这两个孩子在有一段的时间里头，他们成为浪子。
As I mentioned and pointed out, that at certain point of their life, these two sons both face prodigal living.
我们实在是。没有把握，我们也不晓得，我们在什么时候，我们也会变得脆弱了。
And likewise for us, we do not, are not always sure and at what point in our life in which we will also encounter difficulties.
我们变得很软弱了。
That we become very weak.
当一个人很脆弱、很软弱的时候，就很容易变成浪子。
When one is very weak, he is very prone for him to become a prodigal son.
我们一定要想起这个故事。
And so we must keep this story in mind.
我们要很有自信的回到父亲这里。
That we must return and always return back to the father.
因为父亲无时不刻的他在看着我们，他在爱我们，他在等着我们。
Because the father is always keeping an eye out for us, always love us.
让我们在地上做父亲的，也好好的来效法这一位父亲。
And we who are fathers in this physical world, let us also imitate after this father in this story.
不要让我们跟儿女之间有着那一个永远的痛。
Let us not have that forever distance and pain between a father and his children.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
307首。
Sing him 307.
在今天的社会里头很强调所谓团队的精神。
In this society, I emphasize the attitude of
teamwork.
Of teamwork.
家庭就是一个团队精神去执行的地方。
Family is a place where we exercise the spirit of teamwork.
这个团队精神就是说集合每一个人来完成更多的事情。
And the spirit of teamwork in a family is to mobilize individual people of this family to accomplish many things.
T-E-A-M, 叫 together, everyone, accomplish more.
T-E-A-M, together, everyone accomplish more.
父亲能不能够是这么伟大，是需要家庭每一个成员来帮助他。
Father, whether or not he is great, is also need the support and the assistance of the family.
人能够伟大，是有周遭的人很多的帮助跟支持。
A person that becomes great is because his surrounding, he has the support of his surroundings.
我们希望每一个父亲都是伟大的。
And so we hope all fathers can become great.
所以每一个父亲都需要家庭的成员来给他更多的鼓励，更多的支持。
And so if, all fathers require their family members to give them further support and encouragement.
人生本来就没有十全十美的。
Of course, life is not perfect.
如果我们真的实在没有一个这么让我们羡慕的父亲，不要忘了，我们有一个真正伟大的天父。
If we do not have a father in whom we can adore and admire, we shall not always forget that we do have one in heavenly in the heavenly kingdom, which is God Himself.
好好的来跟这一位天父来经营我们的人生，一样会是快乐幸福的。
And then if we strive and labor in this life.With this God in heaven, then it will likewise we will still be this joy, will still be joyful.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
Now we'd like to conclude with prayer.
愿天父真神总是让我们有这样的自信来到他的面前。
And so may our God in heaven always give us that kind of confidence to, without fear, come before Him in anything.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the help of the laying of hands, you are welcome to come forward to pray.
在祷告当中，我们为暑假许许多多的活动来代祷。
And in our prayer, also remember to pray for the many holy work and the seminars that will be held over the summer.
为我们所知道的身体欠安、灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹或者我们的慕道朋友代祷。
Also pray for our true seeker friends and also for our members who are ill.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.